Where is your happy place? TrackingHappiness.com tells us a happy place is somewhere we can escape the humdrum of our life, a place to find a sense of peace, calm, and connection. It goes on to point to some different things like a memory, a situation, or an activity that makes you feel happy. So what is your happy place? If you want a sense of peace, calm, and connection, whatever that is, to what do you turn? The website points out a number of different things that you can do. Let me repeat that. A number of different things that you can do. Walking on the beach, playing some sport, getting lost in a movie, reading a book, skydiving, fishing, hunting, solving a Rubik's Cube, yoga, playing board games, and so forth. They admit that things change over time. Your happy place today is not the same as your happy place when you were 6 years old. And now that shows us that the things of this world are temporary. For a brief time, something that you do may provide some kind of happiness. But when you're done walking or fishing or playing, then what? What do you do after the movie is over? Pew Research reports that the total number of teenagers who recently experienced depression, which we would take as the opposite of a happy place, increased 59% between 2007 and 2017. The rate of growth was faster for teen girls than for boys. Is this because teenagers can't find their happy place? They can't find a place of peace and contentment? Amos prophesied that this is what would happen. In the 8th chapter, which you already heard about with Pastor Berenthal, he writes, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord Jehovah, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread nor thirst for water, but of hearing the words of Jehovah. They shall wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of Jehovah, but shall not find it. In that day, the fair virgins and the strong young men shall faint from thirst." These depressed young people are fainting from thirst, spiritual thirst. The problem is that the water of life is not flowing freely in this land. So there are few happy places to which they can go. Now, the schools of this land believe that psychiatrists and psychologists are the solution to the problem of unhappy teenagers. Few suggest that a depressed teenager should go to his pastor. But what if she did? So many churches are like barren deserts because the Word of God is not the source of their counseling. Many seminaries in this land spend more time teaching psychiatry and psychology than they do the Word of God. Yet who knows better than God how to help us find a happy place? He created us. And when we were filled with guilt and fear of damnation, it was not man, it was not a psychiatrist who rescued us from that unhappy place. It was God. God saw our deepest need. He saw the solution. God sent his Son to provide that solution. And you know about it. The Son took our place, took our sins, took our punishment, and now he's risen from the dead, and we are forgiven. Our guilt is removed. Our punishment has been executed. God is satisfied. He holds nothing against us. Not one thing. Is this the happy place that the world provides for the fair virgins and strong young men? We're told that they are running to and fro seeking this, actually seeking the word of the Lord, but all that they get is the bare bones and dry dust of man's thinking. There is only one happy place that is always happy. It's never temporary. It is the empty tomb of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not talking about a geographical location, taking a trip to Israel and visiting the supposed site of the tomb will not provide happiness. What we need is to visit the Bible and hear what it has to say about the effects of Christ's resurrection. That's our happy place. And it's not just a bunch of words. It is the power of God at work. These words tell us that Jesus was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. So then, knowing that we are justified before God by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So our happy place is found in the Word of God. When that Word is implanted in our hearts and remains there through our continued use thereof. Every other source of so-called happiness is temporary. The happiness from God is eternal. And no psychiatrist, no psychologist, or worldly counselor can provide this. Only your Creator, your Redeemer, and your Sanctifier can do so. So would you say that ILC is a happy place? Yes, of course. But not because of its beautiful campus and nice buildings. It was a happy place back in Mankato when I was attending school there, when we lived in rickety dorms and used substandard classrooms. ILC was and is a happy place because here we proclaim the sacrifice and the resurrection of our Lord, in whom we have forgiveness, life, and everlasting salvation. Verses 2 and 3.
Thy word doth deeply move the heart. Thy word doth perfect health impart. Thy word my soul with joy doth bless. Thy word brings peace and happiness. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, shall glory, praise, and honor be, now and throughout eternity.